Greetings and welcome to Community Conversations on LCC Connect. I'm your host, Bo Garcia, Dean of the Community Education and Workforce Development Division at Lansing Community College. Community Conversations is a space where we explore business, workforce, and community development and discuss how these issues impact our quality of life and standard of living. Today, we will be interviewing Quentin Messer Jr., President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or MEDC. Quentin is a member of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's cabinet and serves on the boards of the American Center for Mobility, Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator, International Economic Development Council, and others. He was named by Financial Times as a member of the Agenda Diversity 100, Crain's Detroit Business 50 Names to Know in Government, Business New Orleans CEO of the Year, by Consultants Connect as one of North America's top 50 economic developers, and many other recognitions. Immediately prior to joining MEDC, Quentin was president and CEO at the New Orleans Business Alliance, which, under his leadership, became one of fewer than 80 accredited economic development organizations worldwide. Quentin, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Bo. Happy and honored to be here.
Great. So, Quentin, you know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of where you're from, how you came to arrive at the MEDC, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. I am a native of Jacksonville, Florida. I've moved around a number of different places, and as you mentioned, most immediately was living in New Orleans. Had been in Louisiana for almost a decade, and because I was back in the South, thought that's where I would spend the rest of my career, but was fortunate enough to be presented with a tremendous opportunity to apply for the position at MEDC. And I tell you, and it's been just over a year, so yesterday was 1 year of me starting this job. And I fall in madly in love with both peninsulas. It's a great capital region, great partners like you and Bob Trusice and his team at LEAP and countless others. So I couldn't be more honored to be here. I have the best job in economic development. I look forward to telling you why that is.
Oh, thanks. Hey, we're the fortunate ones, truly. So Quentin, could you share with us what the MEDC is, its mission, kind of purpose, services, maybe the 10,000-foot look at kind of why the MEDC is so important and how you make it happen?
Sure. It's a great question. So I think the simplest way to think of our mission is we are the entity here for the state of Michigan, focus on all 83 counties on both of the most wonderful peninsulas in the world, tasked with growing the economy. And growing the economy is not only just about small business or large business, but it's the tourism, hospitality sector. It is about the quality of place. It is about making sure that the economy grows as a function of not just jobs or having the right environment, but that sense of place. And so our organization is tasked with doing all those things, but we don't do it in isolation. We do it with local partners, regional partners across both peninsulas. Here in the capital region, we work with LEAP, we work with the city of Lansing, we work with the city of East Lansing, and it has to be a team approach. Because at the end of the day, when people make decisions about where they believe they can realize the economic hopes and aspirations, and particularly for the next generation, you need to have an environment in which you're growing, you're focused on talent, you're making it easy for businesses to operate, you're streamlining regulations, and we're doing all those things. And you live and we operate in a globally competitive environment. Capital is mobile. People can move all across the world, and we want people to realize that Michigan is the best place where they can grow their capital, and also have a tremendous quality of place and quality of living.
Boy, that's just critical work. I mean, it's understated and underestimated, truly, the impact. Well, speaking of the function, let's talk a little bit about the impact. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what the impact has been of the MEDC, you know, over the last, you know, year or two? And, you know, for instance, in relation to company recruitment and expansion and, you know, jobs created, economic impact. There have been some big wins lately.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, we can always talk about and rattle off statistics, but really statistics don't matter. It's how are you impacting people's lives? How are you impacting the dinner table? So one particular announcement, GM made their largest single site investment, $7 billion in Michigan. One is going to be in Orion Township in the eastern side of the state. The other is going to be right here in the Lansing region, Delta Township. And that was a team effort. It required leadership at the local level. It required Lansing Board of Water and Light to be very creative. Shout out to them and their leadership for working with us. It required Bob Trecise and his team at LEAP to really make sure that they came together and we had all the things that were required. In order to have these wins that you read about, whether it's in the Lansing State Journal or Wall Street Journal, wherever you might read about them, it's a team. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you have to win at the local, regional, and state level in order to attract international investment. The other things that I think is critically important beyond just the jobs and for that particular opportunity, the GM opportunity, as it ramps up to scale, it'll be over 4,000 new jobs. But it's critically important to think about the retained jobs. Mm-hmm. It's also critically important to think about the businesses who, people go to lunch or they celebrate people's retirement or promotions and things of that nature. So it's whether it's the bars, the restaurants and things of that nature. When you look at the vibrancy of Old Town here in Lansing, it's a function of making sure that people are constantly growing here. Lansing Community College, a tremendous asset. You've got to have young people or not so young people like me who are thinking about, whether I want an associate degree or do I want to go to be retrained for an opportunity because the world is changing. And so these are the things that why economic development is not just about ribbon cuttings. It's not just about job announcements, but it's about how does it affect the community in which, in our case, 10 million plus Michiganders live, work, and play. Yeah. Are we affording them communities that are vibrant, going, have downtowns that their children, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephews will say, hey, I want to come back. Maybe I'll go and see the world. But when I think about starting that family or starting my career or entering a next life phase, we want to make sure that Lansing and all of Michigan is incredibly attractive.
That is so important. You just drew a picture of sustainability. It's not just the inception and the growth. It's about the retention, sustainability, and the quality of life and so many different, value propositions that the MEDC brings forth. And that's one of the things that I think is so important about what you do. It is a coordinating body. Speaking of that, you mentioned some of the relationships you have with the public sector, LEAP, et cetera, city government, but you do a great deal of dialogue with the private sector as well. Talking to numerous companies, you're working to coordinate what is of value to public and private sector partners, internationally, domestically?
No, you're absolutely right. And we are in, I guess the one way to think about this in very simple terms is we want to make sure that we become a place where capital, whether it's financial capital or human capital, where people say, look, that is a place where I can be successful. Very simply. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, when you create that atmosphere, and that's why it's a holistic thing, because we're not the sum total of what we do professionally. Mm-hmm. It's what we do out of the office. It's the type of environment we want to have our family, our friends, and things of that nature. And so that's the great thing about Michigan. And one of the challenges that my colleagues and I have at MEDC, working with you and others to get the word out, I think Michiganders are a little too humble. Mm-hmm. There's a lot for which we can be proud of. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are always going to be challenges. You can always get better. I'm a huge sports fanatic. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to any great coach, there's never a perfect game. You can always get better. But you have to celebrate what you have. And you also have to change the atmosphere about what you're saying about your place. Mm-hmm. So when I moved to Michigan, I was shocked. I never heard so many people complain about the weather. I had just left Louisiana and had evacuated from a hurricane. If you've never, hopefully you will never have to evacuate from a hurricane, but that's stressful. Mm-hmm. That is something to discuss about weather. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe it's cold. You can get layers for that. Right. People talk, oh, it's gray. You can get lamps for that. There's so many things you can do. But when you look at some of the crystal clear weather we've had recently, And you look at the Grand River, or when people go to their late colleges, whether it's up north or in the UP, shout out to Mackinac Island being voted one of the best places here in the continental USA. Shout out to Detroit being one of the great cities that was recognized by Time Magazine. We have so many tremendous assets. Absolutely. And even here in the Lansing region, I think we undervalue how beautiful the, you know, the banks of the Red Cedar. Go green, right?
Go white.
There you go. And so I take no favorites in that Michigan State, UM. And I think UM is going to have a great leader. And so someone that's coming, look, I think that's a tremendous story. UM is about to announce a new leader. It's been reported all over the press. Here is a Dr. Ono is someone that could be anywhere in the world. He's been all over the world. He's a globally renowned researcher, higher ed administrator. He's currently in UBC. You know, people say, oh, the British Columbia is beautiful. He's bringing his talents to Ann Arbor for a reason, because of the tremendous assets that are at University of Michigan. If you look at Michigan State, I can't say enough about what Dr. Stanley and his leadership team are doing at Michigan. The great team here at Lansing Community College. These type of opportunities. Lansing Community College is making career vitality, mobility, accessibility permissible for so many members of our community.
So true.
And that's an invaluable service, because what learning does is provide hope. It provides that vision to see yourself into the possible. And I can't say enough about the educational assets that we have here. And that's a vital part of winning. If you cannot cultivate and really grow your talent and give them hope and a trajectory for the future, then shame on us. But we are doing tremendous work as Team Michigan, and we have tremendous opportunities for the future.
Oh, couldn't agree with you more. And that spear, that tip of the spear that you have, is so vitally important, because it creates the opportunities, and with the opportunities, accessibility, as you said, to create a vision for a community and students and individuals to aspire to, you know, improving the quality of lives and standards of living for them and their children's, passing it on. And you know, speaking of humility, I mean, the Ultium recruitment effort, 1,700 jobs to the area here. Thank you for that. Congratulations to you and your team. You know, what an amazing and tremendous accomplishment. And so, you know, having said that, you know, for our listeners, you know, when we talked about industry recruitment and development and retention and expansion, you know, how does that affect the wages, you know, poverty levels, crime rate, education, employment for our community members, the work that you do?
No, it's a great question. So I think there, it really affects it in really three specific ways. One is typically when you look at those social determinants of health that, you know, reflect on negative behaviors, whether it's crime or generational poverty, it's a function of lack of opportunity. And what you see with job growth is opportunity at all wage levels, all educational attainment levels. If you have a growing and vibrant economy, you may have people who say, hey, look, I want to open a restaurant. I want to open a barbershop. I want to open something that's in the service sector. And if people are employed at the Delta Township and the continuance of the other facilities here, we're seeing now state government return back to downtown. That's providing opportunities for people to realize and have jobs and entrepreneurial aspirations right here in place. The second thing is, it allows you to have more and more people pay into and expand your tax base. So those investments that have to be made in public education, not only at the K-12, but at the 2- and 4-year levels, you're not asking fewer people to do more. You're asking more people to share in the obligation.
Beautiful.
It's a growing tax base, allows you to address issues of mental health, allows you to answer issues of public education, you know, opportunities to work with people who are formerly incarcerated, returning citizens, giving them opportunities once they've paid their debt to society, to participate in renewing and revitalization of their communities. You know, recently I was actually with Bob at a wonderful event at Allen Park. They did a tremendous work in revitalizing a community center that's going to be a hub of activity. And they are going to have entrepreneurial things focused on food. But what's clear about that was the importance of making sure that people could see the sense of the possible close, proximate to them. And so a big part of what we're doing at MBDC, yes, it's the ultimate, but the reason why it has is because when you're employed, you have to go live somewhere in your neighborhoods. There's a momentum. There's a pride. There is a sense of the possible. And I firmly believe, and this is the absolute last point on this, is that I have three children. And whether you have children or not, most people have niece or nephews or even pets. Most of us want lives better for the next generation. And that's what jobs and economic opportunity afford people, a vision of what's possible nearby. And that's why I'm excited. A lot of work needs to be done. We haven't solved it all. But I like the fact that Michigan and the capital region has what it takes.
Wow. Phenomenal. Right on. I mean, that was beautiful. And you're right. I mean, the purpose of business and workforce and community development, well, you know, that's economic development. You know, it's about, it's in its own way, it's like, it's a form of social work to help those in our community to experience lives more fully and equitably and just better, and to whatever degree that we can, you know, we do. And the work that the MEDC is doing is just phenomenal. I just cannot say enough about that. I've been engaged with MEDC for decades now, and have always had a tremendous respect and appreciation for what you do. You're right. It is not easy. It is not for the faint of heart. You work hard. Your team works hard, but the results are phenomenal. So thank you for that. And, you know, finally, Quinn, what type of trends, you know, might there be emerging within the state or region that our listeners might be interested in considering as it relates to their education or career change or upskilling? I know there's, you know, battery cells and EV, and, you know, any particular area where those individuals who are just kind of at a place in time where they're like, you know, what is my next move? Any thoughts on that at all?
No, great question. And I really appreciate you affording me with this opportunity. I'm going to answer it in two different ways. I think the first thing I would say is really from personal experience. Tap into your authentic self and pursue what you perceive your purpose to be. Oh, I mean, I went and tried to do a lot of different things because that's what the trend is. Investment banking and corporate law and this and that. But really, what I'm a Christian, so I don't hide from it. But what God wanted me to do was to do exactly what I'm doing in economic development. And once you plug into that, then doors that you can't ever imagine will be open for you. Now, having said that, there are a couple of things I would put on people's radar for consideration. Michigan is going to be a state that's going to win because of extreme weather and climate. I alluded to the fact of having to evacuate from a hurricane. As extreme weather happens more frequently, and we've had it here in the state, but comparatively speaking to other states, Michigan is going to be a weather winter. So we're going to be seeing migration as a consequence of that over the next 5, 10, 15 years. The second thing, I think related to the transition from the internal combustion engine to batteries, there are going to be a different type of battery technologies. So in addition to the actual assembly plants, the battery plants can be very important. So if you are mechanically inclined, but maybe you don't want to go for a four-year degree, consider becoming a process technologist. Programs here that allow you to know how to be very advanced in handling chemicals and electronics and understanding to have the rigor of being quality assurance in a number of these advanced technology processes, because it's going to be incredibly important. And it's not just only directly related to the automotive sector, but semiconductors and other advanced manufacturing. I mean, you know, the great thing about Lansing is it's so proximate to Grand Rapids and to Kalamazoo and Portage and Battle Creek and Jackson. I also think one of the sectors here that's very underrated, but is consistent, is durable, and really has a multitude of really fascinating jobs, is the insurance industry.
Oh yeah,
insurance tech. Absolutely. I know you have great programs here focused on that. I mean, whether you are in software engineering or big data analytics or user interface experience or just customer care, we have great insurance, you know, Jackson Financial and auto owners and AF and Delta Dental and countless others. And, you know, in Grand Rapids, Acrisure, which is a tremendous insurance company, privately held, they are growing leaps and bounds. They purchased the naming rights to Heinz Field. Imagine any Michigan-based company, not publicly traded. It's going to be the Acrisure Field, I believe.
Excellent.
And that's insurance. And so these are opportunities that are within, that not only physically here in the capital region, but within less than an hour away. Right. So these are some of the things, but first of all, always be true to yourself. Be true to your authentic aspirations. And yeah, you know, some of it, things are cliche because they're true. You got to work hard. You got to try to always have a customer care orientation. You always have to try to figure out how you can get the yes. And I think the biggest thing, and I've learned this over the years, gratitude is the seed for the more. And I think Michiganders have such a kindness, and I've been extended so much grace. And I think if you're thinking about making that next journey in your life, remember gratitude is the seed of the more. So when you make that deposit of thank you or I appreciate or you know, that's when it's going to be activating the more for you. So I'm excited. I could talk for hours. I know you don't have hours to hear me blather on about what's going on, but we are on the precipice of tremendous breakthroughs, not only in the capital region, but across these two beautiful peninsulas here in Michigan.
Wow. I have thoroughly enjoyed this. I will say, Quint, you are the right person in the right place at the right time. I truly believe that, you know, and so much of what you just said resonates, you know, very personally as well. I'm a firm believer in, you know, you do the right thing for the right reason, the right thing will happen. You know, your motives in the right place, you know, use your head, use your heart, that balance between the two, and with a long-term vision, you know, for the greater good. That was just righteous. I mean, I truly enjoyed this time together. So I just want to say, you know, thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Graciously appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day to be with us today. And hopefully we can do it again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you for affording me the opportunity.
This has been your host, Bo Garcia. Thank you all for the pleasure and privilege of your time. You can listen to LCC Connect programming on 89.7 FM, Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. Have a tremendous day.